Put, put, put.
All Packers, all the time.
It feels too easy. It feels too neat. It feels too not enough conflict-y.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chew. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you. And by the Bridgewater Modern Grill. Nestled in the heart of Milwaukee's emerging harbor district, enjoy a specialty crafted menu centered around a custom oak-fed grill.
Great to have our friend and teammate Jason Wilde joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Jason. I was saying this is the trifecta. You got St. Patrick's Day, you got Marquette playing in the tournament today, and you got Friday. Like, it doesn't all come together that nicely that often.
And it's Sydney's 12th birthday.
Oh! See, now that'd be a good trifecta as well, right? Like, you could replace one of those things with your birthday being on a Friday or a Saturday, right? If it falls on those days, that to me feels good as well. And also your favorite sports team playing in a meaningful game.
Yeah, although you Marquette people, I just, Homer took a shot at us Wisconsin folks when he was on the other day. Like, I have Marquette in the Final Four. I'm pulling for Shaka. I'm pulling for them. I just don't understand why it's not ever reciprocated.
No, Jason, you and I are cut from the same cloth. You and I are cut from the same cloth. I am always state pride. And again, as I've expressed to people before, some of this is because Marquette doesn't have a football team. So then the football team that I adopt throughout the college football season is the Wisconsin Badgers. I want them to do well. I'm super excited about Luke Fickell. And for me, that extends over to the basketball team. I want them to do well, and people tell me that I'm not a true Marquette fan then.
Yeah, we need more Marquette fans and alumni like you, Jen. But
okay,
I think
hold
the
on.
World needs
hold
more
on.
People like you.
I got to stand up for the Marquette alumni here, because every time this conversation comes up, every time it comes up, it's like, oh, Wisconsin never roots against Marquette. We would never do that. We don't care about Marquette. And yet, if you look at Homer's mentions, the reason why he's probably taking a shot is because the man is beat down from Wisconsin people saying, oh, the Big East is a mid-major. Oh, Marquette's not that good. Nice job winning a mid-major conference doesn't really count. Like, there are Wisconsin fans out there that are the exact same way, and I'm just sick of hearing from Wisconsin people like, no, that's not us. We're not like that.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is I have a bunch of teammates that are Marquette alumni, and I cheer for their alma mater, and they definitely don't cheer for mine. But again, I just hope they win for my bracket and for the happiness of people that I care about.
You have to excuse Gabe, because he has been on one for the last few days. He was very cranky yesterday.
Oh,
he was very cranky the day before. Like, he's having a very tough time coming to grips with the inevitability that Aaron Rodgers will not be the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. And what's next?
Oh, and you were unhappy about, what were you unhappy about? You're unhappy about still paying Aaron Jones, keeping David Bakhtiari. Oh, and then it was Keyshawn Nixon got paid too much money.
Well, I mean, he did.
Well, he got like $4 million base, Jason.
He got $1.85 million to sign, and then he got like $1.3 million as his base salary. Then he's got some per game roster bonuses, and then he's, you know, if they win the Super Bowl and he's like the MVP or something. Like, it. Look, I totally agreed with your assessment of him. But they got bigger problems. Seriously, the guy that is on this program should probably get back on the regiment.
Start getting loose.
Because they got nobody at tight end.
Mayer. This is our campaign, Jason. We want to bring Michael Mayer to Green Bay.
Right now, anybody is an option, right? Like, they have to. Like, I think it would be great. So they hold the 15th. And the 45th pick, I believe. I want them to go wide receiver in first round now that Rodgers isn't there. And then I want them to go tight end in the second round. Like, I think that would be just the most apropos draft that would kind of reiterate that Goody hates Rodgers. That now that his guy's the quarterback, he goes wide receiver in the first round, tight end in the second. Whoever he picks in the third round doesn't matter, because they're going to suck. And then he makes a couple more good picks on day three.
Jason, what are they going to do at quarterback? I mean, Minshew signed, Mariota signed.
What are they? They're running out of guys here.
Wait, what? Mariota signed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With Eagles. The Eagles.
The dream is dead. The dream is dead. So my dream.
What are they going to do there?
You got a problem with Danny Etling? I mean, Danny Etling.
Not yet, but system. I might.
you probably will. Yeah.
Chewy is taking
Ben Curtis wandering around.
Chewy is taking the wait and see approach to every decision this morning.
I think that's a good approach to take. It's certainly the opposite of Gabe, who's decided that everything sucks. Do I think the backup quarterback position is important? Sure. I mean, maybe they're just waiting to make sure that they're not going to have a $60 million backup quarterback that they weren't able to trade. I mean, they got to figure that out first. So there's a bunch of guys. I agree with you that I personally, with him in that position, I would go with a veteran guy, you know, kind of like Hasselbeck was late in his career, who had started a bunch of games. I was hoping Mariota would be their backup because he had history with Matt LaFleur. And I have the cutest picture of the girls when they were like 3 and 4 standing in front of Marcus's locker when he was still at Oregon, that I was looking forward to showing him when he was in the locker room. But instead, they'll find somebody. Or remember what they did in 08, which, you know, Brian Brohm was terrible, but they elevated Rodgers. They obviously wound up trading Favre in August, but when they thought Favre was permanently retired, they drafted Brian Brohm in the second round, and they drafted Matt Flynn in the seventh round. And Matt Flynn turned out to be a pretty darn good backup quarterback. So, you know, you're right. You would love to have that veteran-type guy. Jameis Winston signed already too, right?
Correct.
If I recall correctly.
Yeah.
I mean, you want my guess? Carson Wentz.
Now I'm out.
Sorry, that was just a
reaction.
What
about Gardner Minshew? I think he'd be a fun guy. Just like
he just signed.
Oh, geez, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I went through that.
Was that this morning?
Too.
Yeah.
It was late last night?
Yeah. Because I wrote down the Marcus Mariota to the Eagles thing. I've got this running list of quarterbacks here. Jacoby Brissett to Washington. You guys just said Gardner Minshew went to the Colts. Baker Mayfield went to the Bucks. So Carson Wentz is still on the list. Did Teddy Bridgewater sign? You guys want to give me an update on that one?
I think Teddy's available.
I love Teddy. Teddy.
But again, if you're a quarterback right now, and you look at the Packers situation, like they are pot committed, isn't that the phrase from poker, to Jordan Love, right? I mean, they're literally pushing out the door a future Hall of Famer. They are so sick of him that they're telling everyone how sick they are of him for the last month and a half plus. If you were a backup who's thinking, oh, if this guy sucks, I'll get an opportunity to be the starter, I don't think the Packers fit that bill. Like, I think no matter how much Jordan may struggle, as long as he's healthy, they obviously are going to play him. They're not going to bench him in favor of if it had been Mariota or Gardner Minshew or whoever else. So it's not that appealing of a job.
Yeah, but
I'm a backup who wants to start.
Yeah, it's not like Marcus Mariota is going to be starting in Philadelphia either, though, Jason.
No, you're right. No, I agree with that. I agree. But at least, you know, if I'm Marcus Mariota, I'm also thinking, well, maybe I'll get a ring. And I'm probably not thinking that if I'm looking at the Packers.
That's fair. If the Jets aren't willing to give up a first-round pick, should the Packers wait until after June to trade Aaron Rodgers so then they can split the cap hit over two seasons?
Yeah, I would be curious to know, and I have not, you know, talked to Russ Ball or Goody or anybody else about this. I wonder what day on their calendar they have circled and said, all right, this is where we get to the, we better not F around and find out, right? Like, if I'm, and I know I've broken record on this, but if this continues to be, and I talked to somebody else last night that said he didn't think that they are being realistic wanting a first-round pick either, given their situation with Rodgers. If they are going to continue to dig their heels in on that, at what date are they going, okay, we're getting too close to having to pay him the $60 million. the $58.3 million option bonus. Now we have to cut our losses now. I would love to know if they have a red circle on a date on their calendar because, you know, again, first week of the regular season, if he's still there, they have to pay it. And then if they try to cut him or trade him, then it's this gargantuan cap number that is that they would have to start cutting guys that are on their roster. And they can't. That's why I keep saying that I think the Jets, if they don't have their owner get impatient and worried about, oh, my God, we're going to lose Aaron Rodgers, I just think that they should call every bluff the Packers try. They don't want a $60 million backup. They don't want Rodgers around. They don't want the circus that it would create if he came to OTAs. I would just, if I'm the Jets, I want to make them come down to my price. And I just don't know what Goody's thinking in terms of being stubborn.
Jason, we appreciate you. Have a great day and happy birthday to your young lady today.
Thank you, everybody. Take care. Be good.